I had one of my rare cravings for chocolate the other day, so I'm standing in the candy aisle at the store trying to figure out what to get. The guy comes up to me and says, "You're not buying any woke Hershey, are you? You see how they're woke? Woke, 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 woke." This guy couldn't complete a sentence without using the term woke. No doubt you've heard people in the media, maybe even in your life, use this term more and more often. What does it mean? Well, if you ask 10 people, you're probably going to get 7 or 8 different answers, but as a summary, woke has become a term people use to push back against something or someone they're against or they hate in a way that, well, at least they're hoping, doesn't reveal them to be a racist, a sexist, or a bigot. Looking at grammatics, woke comes from the word awake, which in the Bible certainly has value in important ways. Now, some translations use the word watch rather than awake, but when you think about it, you sort of need to be the second in order to do the first. Anyway, Jesus in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 instructs us, "Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." Jesus also shares a lesson in Mark chapter 13, verses 33 through 37, saying, "Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home, puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." The psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 148 declares, "My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your," meaning God's, "word." God gives a warning to Daniel. This is in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, about how we might awaken. "And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt." Now, this connects really well with what Jesus says in Luke chapter 21, verse 36, "But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." Let's add to that, as if we need to, what Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, "Therefore he," meaning God, "says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." You see, God doesn't care if you're woke. He wants to know that you're awake.